Hey guys, it's Mike with the Daily BM, and on this episode, we are incredibly late because Brad jumped the gun and decided to release the episode on Monday instead of waiting till Tuesday, like, because we'd already missed Monday, so we were behind. So here we're behind again. Enjoy this episode. It will be a it'll be one to take your head off. Like and subscribe, and enjoy.
Hey, good morning, fuckers. It's another day at the Daily BM. We are making it 3 days in a row. We're just a little late on this one. So, you know what? If you listen to it late, I don't give a shit. Just saying, we are, because I already posted the one for today, I believe. Hell, I don't even know anymore. All my days run together. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I thought we did. I thought we had one for this morning already, did we not?
Yeah, you know, your guess is as good as fucking mine, because I am like...
Let's start over.
I don't know about the... No, I don't know about the rest of you people, but these holidays got me fucked up on my time frames, man. I mean, like, as far as, like, when I'm doing shit, when I'm not doing shit, it's just crazy. Yeah, I had one launch yesterday, so today I'm launching one today. So, correct. We launched one on the 3rd and the 4th, and now we're launching one today. So, we are one behind. We didn't record late. Remember yesterday? We were going to record one this morning, but we never got around to it. Do you remember?
No, I did not remember that. No, I thought we,
see,
I thought we did two.
We did two, but I launched one on the 3rd, and then I kept one for yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, so, we're now fucking 12 hours behind on launching our show.
God damn it. I didn't think you were launching one late on the 3rd because you recorded it at 5 o'clock.
Tomato.
You fucking don't listen.
Hey,
you don't fucking
get it,
listen.
They get it on the ride home. Who cares? Fuck it. Yeah. Right, guys? Hey, it's the ride home. It's all right.
No, this is terrible. Terrible,
yeah,
I tell
fuck
you. Terrible.
It. Yeah. Hey, we're going back
to
deal.
You weren't supposed to launch that one. We were going to skip Monday, remember?
We recorded
them so late in the day.
Yeah, well.
You're like, no, fuck it. We're
so
gonna
guess what,
right
guys?
Now.
We are now launching at 4 o'clock in the afternoon versus fucking 9 a.m. or freaking 3 a.m. in the morning. Unless we decide we want to do another one after this, we'll figure it out. Hey, I know Mike wants to kill me right now, but speaking of people who got killed, have you been paying attention to the fucking news?
About the UnitedHealthcare CEO?
Yes. Have you watched the video?
No.
Dude, go online, watch this video, and I'm telling you, to me, it looks like a hired fucking assassin, dude. I mean, this guy, either that or he just had his shit together, because he supposedly waited outside from, like, the night before and was planning this fucking, like, planned this shit out to the T. Like, he walked up behind him, shot him. And then shot him. And then when he turned around, I guess when he got hit, he shot, made sure he was dead. And then fucking got on a fucking bike from the city, like one of those city bikes, and hauled ass. I'm like,
ooh, that's a silenced gun too.
It looks like a silencer. So tell me that's not an assassin versus some Joe Schmo. Unless, you know, I'm not saying, you know, the average everyday Schmo can't get a silencer or make one, but damn, dude. Gone.
Yeah. Why is this video pausing? It's not showing him getting hit.
Because they said they won't show the complete death. So you're going to probably have to, like, web that shit, if you get my drift. And, do it that way. But the video came from a nearby Starbucks.
I guess there was words on the shelves that said deny, defend, and depose.
Yes, correct. Now, like a couple minutes ago, I just noticed too as well. I don't normally go to CNN for my fucking news, but they found a smudged fingerprint is the latest clue on the hunt for who killed him. They don't even know yet who the hell it is.
Oh yeah.
Yep. They said the words were written on the ammunition. A smiling surveillance video where he was smiling. And a discarded water bottle, a burner cell phone. He had a burner cell phone, too. He did everything planned the fuck out. And supposedly he just disappeared into the city. They have no fucking clue who this guy is. And it's like, but, you know, I went. So, of course, I go down the rabbit hole. I go on TikTok, right? Just like everybody else schmuck does, you know, or on Instagram or whatever. The comments are so fucking brutal. And I kind of got mixed feelings. I can see where the people are coming from, because insurance is absolutely fucking overpriced. When you're projected to make $456 billion in profit for 2025 as a healthcare company, and people are dying of cancer because you're denying them claims, I can see why the hatred happens.
100%.
Now, I'm not going into it saying, hey, you know what? They deserve to get killed over it. Well, I can see why it happens. I'm just saying, I can kind of see why it fucking happened. Because if you're out there living the fucking good life, He makes $10 million a year. Okay. Off of my fucking little $800 to $1,000 a month I have to pay for health insurance.
Per month.
So that mother I make that I don't use. And I was going, what the fuck? You know, why am I paying for this health insurance? I know it's for, you know, you're thinking catastrophic, but why not have just get catastrophic insurance? I mean, you know more about that shit than I do, obviously.
I don't know anything about it. Oh. I don't know nothing about insurance.
But it just blows me away. See where I went there? Just blows me away.
It blows me away
how expensive shit is. But then I can't like these people are like, sorry, denied living or some shit like that. Claim to live is denied. I mean, they're just fucking brutal. The comment sections on these freaking things, man. It's absolutely insane.
Okay,
what kind of Batman are we living in? Universe, multiverse is what somebody wrote.
Yeah. So here's my thing with that. I believe that healthcare should be nonprofit.
Me too.
I still think that the people there that work there can make money and they can still make good money.
Right.
But the corporation itself doesn't need to be reporting record profits.
A $456 billion projection.
You know, that is just paying out to people that are stockholders and stuff like that. And also whatever they do with it, capital reinvestment. I don't even know what they're doing with the profits. I'd probably have to look. But to me, I think it should be it needs to be nonprofit. It needs to be set up so that way they're not there to make money. They're there to provide a service.
Listen,
the end of the day,
I agree with you. Like, it kind of irritates me that they only give me $300 just for doing something I should be doing anyway, by going to the gym and working out, doing 10,000 steps a day, sleeping for 7 hours a night.
Hey, at least you get
but
that.
But I'd rather say, hey, why don't you take $300 a month off my fucking insurance? You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Instead of me paying $800 just for me, that's not including my wife.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I was doing everything I should be doing, why don't you take $300 a month off my insurance or more? Because I leave a health, I live a healthy lifestyle versus going, hey, here's a $300 reward card. Good job, fucker. But you're paying $12,000 a year for jack shit. When I just go once a year to go get an annual physical. Now, this year was an exception. I did go, you know, and get an MRI on my knee and shit like that. You know what I mean? But come on. You know, 54 years of age and I'm over here like, yeah, I have literally been to the doctor only once a year for 54 years.
Jeez.
Oh, and a colonoscopy, which they probably charge 30, 40 fucking grand for. So tell me that the fucking medical field isn't like, I mean, I get it. Doctors need to make money. They went to school for 12, 16 years, whatever.
Yeah, but it's not even the doctors really making the money. It's the institutions making the money.
Exactly.
You know, it's not.
So
I don't know how much of that actually transfers to doctors. I mean, I'm not saying that they don't make good money, but they also went to school for a very long time. They probably have a lot of student debt, I don't think, you know, I think they should be compensated.
But see, I have a problem with some of the comments. I mean, I get it. Like I said, I get it. I pray our hero is safe. Talking about the fucking dude. Thoughts and deductibles to the family. I pray they have a clean escape and a long life. I pray he is safe and not found. It says depose means to remove someone from position of power, especially a monarch or high ranking official. That's what he wrote on the ammunition. This is something straight out of a movie. These are just some of the things I'm seeing. But one person that made sense, that's actually sick as fuck. But I don't know if he was talking about like it was sick, like cool to see him get fucking knocked out. One person put aspiring. What's so inspiring about taking another human's life? Regardless, I get it, dude. Guys, I get it. I'm not on the receiving end of a family member that got denied a claim. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But it's like, I don't know, man. That's why I said I kind of got mixed feelings about it. I just don't know how to.
Well, obviously, it's not cool that the guy was killed, you know, regardless, because that's not the world that we should live in. Like,
yeah, the vigilante style bullshit.
Vigilante, like death sentence. But I can understand the frustration.
Ugh,
I can understand. I can understand without condoning the action. You know?
Yeah.
This guy was obviously the figurehead. You know, he's obviously the one that they held personally responsible for it. And they, you know, took out their frustration on him.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Dude, I mean, in a brutal way.
Family. But,
you know, speaking of another, just before we head on to another subject as well, but keeping in the gun violence and things like that type of arena, have you seen locally here what happened in Orlando just as of today, this morning? I think it was either this morning or yesterday.
Now
afternoon.
What's going on?
A lady in a fucking white Toyota was pulling up on a Lexus, right? Uh-huh. So the guy gets out of his car. Number one, that's where you fucked up, getting out of your car. Uh-huh. Okay? You shouldn't get out of your fucking car. You can call somebody a motherfucker.
That means you want to start some shit.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you can literally call somebody a motherfucker, shoot him a bird, whatever, If that makes you feel good. But you got to be careful these days, guys, because you don't know who the fuck's packing heat, you know?
Yeah.
And so he gets out of his car, walks up. Now, some of the witnesses said that, like, the girl was the aggressor. And some people say the guy that was in the Lexus was the aggressor. One guy said that when he saw it, the guy was saying, "Hey, dude," he's like, "You're just pulling up way close to my car. You know, just back off." You're like, I guess, riding his bumper. But I'm like, if she's not hitting you, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
If they ride your ass, just ignore it. If they hit you, they hit you in the ass. Guess what, buddy?
Yeah.
Any other problems with your car are going to get covered by an insurance claim. You know, if you can associate it with that bump into the back of your fucking Lexus. But he gets out of the car. He walks up to her. He's by the driver's side, front wheel. She pulls a gun and blows him away right on the fucking street. Kills him right there, dude. I mean, she stood her ground. But I don't know if she's going to get that because she rolled down the window to shoot his ass or got out of the car to shoot him. I don't know the gist of it. I only saw bits and pieces of the thing this morning.
Yeah, it's probably not going to it probably won't go in her favor just because there's too many other avenues for escape.
Correct.
Unless she's blocked in. Is he blocking her in? There's no chance for her to escape. Does she have kids in the car? If she has kids in the car,
you know, I don't know the situation as far as, like, if there were kids in the car, if there was, you know, did he grab the handle or any of that? I just know that, like, one of the witnesses said that he was the aggressor. Another witness said, no, she was the aggressor. So it's a he said, she said kind of bullshit. You know, any attorney's going to come out there and say, "Stand."
Well, he's not saying shit because he's dead.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's not going to be able to say shit. So they're going to go to the witnesses, and he said, she said. When you got witnesses saying one thing and another witness saying the other, you know how that goes. And then if she claimed, and you know, any attorney's going to say, "Stand your ground," right out the gate.
Right.
And in the state of Florida, for instance, that pretty much holds up.
Yeah.
I mean,
he made the mistake getting out, approaching the vehicle.
100%.
Stay the fuck in your car, man.
I mean, it's like.
Not trying to be a proponent of that, but
look, I'm not condoning violence in any shape or form against another human being. If you get, you know, just because you get out of your car doesn't mean you should blow them the fuck away. You know what I mean? But, like, we've just seen people are getting to the point where it's like, you know, the riots, the shit like that, things that come across. You know what I mean? They're you know, it's scary. People get stupid, you know, and start slamming on fucking cars and doing dumb shit. I can tell you this: you stand in front of my car and slam yourself into my car, I'm gonna run you over. And then I'm just saying, if you're coming up and being aggressive, I'm going to try to get the fuck out of there. Regardless, I'll deal with the consequences because I sure shit ain't going to let all y'all pull me out of my car and beat me to death. You know what I mean? But I sure shit will make you a speed bump real fast.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt or kill you because you're a dumb fuck. You know, it's just like these people that, like, sit out. I mean, you can protest. I get it, dude. Go to the freaking Capitol buildings. Go to the government buildings. Protest all you want. You can get on the loud horn, call them fuck faces, whatever the hell it is. But to sit there and block a fucking traffic that's trying to, like, work or trying to get to their, you know, their work and not be late or whatever. To me, you should get fucking hosed down, like, you know, by the fire trucks at full fucking pressure and blown right off the fucking road. That's just my opinion. You may not agree with me on this, but I do.
No, I think if you walk out on the road and you're trying to block traffic, I think the people in the car should legally be able to run you over.
Yeah. And without any consequence.
Without any consequence. Hey, you're an adult. You're jaywalking. You're putting your own life in. You're being stupid, putting your life in danger. And, you know, Darwinism, you lose.
Yeah. Darwinism.
I mean, that's what happens in other countries. You lose. Yeah, you lose. Sorry.
You lose, bitch. Yeah, so
it would teach them real quick to go somewhere else.
Yeah, so
fucking problems.
Like I said, you know, it's a crazy world we live in. right now. But the reality is you have to assume everybody is either caring and or, mm-hmm. you know, might be a little bit like nervous and screw loose. I mean, because of everything we're seeing on media and everything that gets put out there, you know, people yeah. losing their fucking shit. Now you got this guy with a fucking silencer blowing fucking the CEO of United Healthcare out the door. You know, yep. I don't know about you, but to me, I would be like, okay, corporations, it's time. These corporations with these high dollar CEOs that are just sticking it to people like pharmaceutical companies. I'm hoping that this doesn't set a precedence. You know what I mean? And like I said, we're not condoning violence whatsoever by talking about this. I'm just simply saying I can see why the shit happens.
Yeah. Why people are getting frustrated with
it. People are getting frustrated and people are tired of being.
And you can also tell that, like, you know, from the consensus, people don't really give a shit about those people.
I'm telling you, I would say probably 95% of the comments are not in support of the CEOs and United Healthcare. I'll just use an example. Them, they're not supporting them. They're supporting the gunmen, which is fucking scary. Yeah. You know, at the same time, because it's like that's the mentality of people right now.
But it is also social media. So, I mean, you're not dealing with the cream of the crop. Sorry, guys, if you're on social media, but you're just not.
You're not the cream. You're not the cream of the crop, guys. So what is the cream of the crop, Mike? Well, explain to us what the cream of the crop is.
Just people that like get out there and grind every day and like, you know, and work hard and make shit happen. And they don't spend their whole lives on social media commenting on people's posts, you know?
True.
That's my thought. I mean,
and knowing is half the battle. Da, 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 da,
da. Well, do you know what else, you know what I'm saying about that? Like, it's just if you're sitting there and you're spending your life on social media and you're making comments like that, I don't know, like, what are you really contributing to society?
This is true.
I don't know.
No.
Maybe that makes me an asshole.
I don't know. It comes back to what we saw today when we're pretty much assholes. Everybody knows that. But here's the thing. It kind of, you know, you're talking about like contributing to society, but you know, I think sometimes we got it wrong. You see these motherfuckers like today, for instance, I won't mention who they are or what, you know, obviously where they're sitting, but we saw people sitting out there, you know, waiting for the parade that's going to happen in our town tonight at 7 o'clock, and it's 1:30 and they're already sitting out there.
Well, and you know, that really doesn't bother me though.
Yeah, but it does, because if they're getting government assistance, that's my tax dollars sitting there, man, fucking just like, what the fuck, you know?
I guess.
Yeah, just think about this, dude. I'm sorry.
You're making a lot of assumptions there.
Oh, really? Why?
You're assuming that they're getting the government tax dollars.
So they got to make money somehow. How the fuck are they sitting out there at 1:30 in the afternoon unless they took the day off? Did they look like they missed a meal and a day off, though?
No, but, okay. But technically you and I are small business owners, so we really wanted to go sit down on the parade. You and I could do that.
But would we?
No, okay. I don't like parades, but
loved parades, you'd sit out there for 6 fucking hours.
Well, would you take a day off and go, you know, over to Disney or go over to
Universal fucking Studios? Hate Disney World.
Okay. I mean, Universal Studios, or what happens if like the entire crew of the original Star Trek series one day only came back to life and you could get tickets to go see them, like front row seats?
No, I still wouldn't sit out there all fucking day. I'm that guy. I know. Fuck no. Dude, I don't understand how people sit out in line, like even at the Apple stores and shit, for like long periods of fucking time. That's annoying as shit to me.
So why were you mad when we were in Chicago, or was it Chicago? No, when we were in Philly and we were waiting in the long lines for his Philly sandwiches, and you were mad when Jamie didn't want to wait.
Because I'm fat.
It's not fair.
You're putting fucking food into the mix with this conversation. That's fucking bullshit.
There's a Philly cheesesteak on the line. You don't mind
I'm kind of like the guy where you have the Philly on the fucking fishing line, and he's going, "You almost got it." That's me, dude. Anytime it comes to food, yeah, I'll fucking wait for a while on food. Okay. So Philly's a little different because, you know, everybody makes a big deal about a Philadelphia Philly, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And the Phillies are the fucking shit from Philly, blah, 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 blah. Which, by the way,
they were good too. You missed out big time.
I'm just saying, fuck you, man, really, for bringing that shit back up again. Motherfucker, that was 5 years ago, and you're going to bring that shit back up. You're that guy. You know that? Guys, he is that guy, just so you know. Mike will throw shit back on your face. He's like a woman. He'll wait, you know, 5 years later and go, yeah, man, you missed out, man, because that shit was delicious.
It was delicious.
Well, go fuck yourself. I wish you would have choked
it was,
on it.
It was a beautiful experience that I was amazed I could do it.
You know, fuck you. I'm going to go get some food. It's time anyway to wrap this shit up, asshole, because I'm hungry. Because you started mentioning food, my stomach started growling. That's the reason. So sorry, guys. I'm going to go feed myself. Yeah, go fuck you, dude. All right. I did not eat that much, Mr. Deviled Egg Eater.
Fuck you. Yeah. You could have. It's not my
fault.
You and
Monica were chowing that shit down like it was going out of fucking town. And then you're like, you could have that last one. She's like, yeah, you have. You go, I didn't fucking know you.
I said, hey, I was like, you guys get that last one. That was an opportunity for you too.
This dude will stare at it and then go, you didn't fucking, all right. You don't have any shame to your game though when it comes to that.
I didn't stare at it.
You knew it was there. No, you knew it was there, though, did you not?
I'm just tired of the point. No, actually, I didn't realize it was even there. Like, Monica was the one who pointed it out.
I was staring at it, actually. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, I'm going to feel like the asshole for taking the last freaking egg. So I was like, no, I'm good.
And then when I offered it, you're like, oh, no, you take it. No, you take it. No,
I was like, you take it, chubby wubby. Yeah. I love you.
No, you take it. Oh, no, okay, fine. I guess if you really, really, really don't want it, I'll take it, I guess. I'm like, no, fuck you. Like, you get one opportunity with me. It's like, you can say, yeah, I want it. And it's yours.
Fuck you. You're gonna be like, hey, fuck yeah, you. You get one opportunity with me and I'm taking it.
Yeah. It's like,
remind me not to drop trowel around you.
Don't dilly-dally.
Remind me not to drop my underwear from going into the shower. Wait, why would we ever take a shower together?
We wouldn't. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know. Well, there was that one night in Bangkok. Wait, what? Anyway.
That wasn't me.
Guys.
That wasn't my cock you were banging.
Wait. Yeah, I figured his budget was way too big. But anyway,
you didn't finger shit.
All right, I'm out of here. Listen, guys, don't forget, head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all our socials. Also, masondangerbeardco.com. You get, I think, 10, 20% off. I still haven't fucking checked it. But go in there and Jesus type in the Christ. Promo code DAILYBM and surprise, motherfucker, you get a deal. And you'll get some really great products while you're at it. Mikey, got anything before we go?
No, everybody have a great day. Thanks for tuning in late. Hope you enjoyed the episode. And we'll see you all the next time we see you.
And don't forget, silencers are buy one, get one. Anyway, talk to you later. See you on the flip side.
Deuces.